Sacred Meditations by Johann Gerhard. From the Introduction. A new translation of the admirable devotional manual of John Gerhard needs no apology. The Meditationes Sacrae was first published in Latin in the year 1606, when the author was but 22 years old. It enjoys the singular distinction of being the only work written by a young man that gained and maintained a deep and lasting hold upon the Church, as so expressing the loftiest devotion with spiritual insight so just that all, even those old in the faith, might be guided and uplifted by the meditations of so young a disciple of Christ. It has been frequently reprinted in Latin, it was speedily translated into German, and later into most of the European languages, including the Greek. It has also been honored with an Arabic version. The English translation by R. Winterton, 1631, passed through at least 19 editions. It ranks in its fine devotional spirit with Thomas a Kempis' Imitation of Christ, Arndt's Das Wahre Christentum, and Taylor's Holy Living and Dying. It is not a large book, but a golden one. John Gerhard was born of a good family in Quedlinburg, 17th of October, 1582. In his 15th year, during a dangerous illness which continued about a year, he came under the personal influence of John Arndt and resolved to study for the ministry. In 1599, he entered the University of Wittenberg. During his studies, he relinquished his purpose and gave himself for 2 years to the study of medicine. But in 1603, he resumed his reading of theology at Jena. On the completion of his course, he began to give lectures at Jena in 1605. In 1606, the same year in which the Meditationes Sacrae appeared, he accepted the Duke of Coburg's invitation to a professorship in Coburg Gymnasium and to the superintendency of Heidelberg. Meditation 4, The Name of Jesus. What can be sweeter than the name of Jesus? O blessed Jesus, be thou indeed a Jesus to me. For thy holy name's sake have compassion upon me. My life condemns me, but the name of Jesus will save me. For thy name's sake deal with me according to thy name, since thou art a true and great Savior. Thou wilt surely regard with mercy those who are real and great sinners. Have mercy upon me, O blessed Jesus, in the day of mercy, so as not to condemn me in the day of judgment. If thou wilt receive me within the bosom of thy compassion, thou wilt not, on my account, be the more straitened. If thou wilt bestow upon me some crumbs of thy goodness, thou wilt not, on that account, be the poorer. For me thou art born, for me thou art circumcised, to me also thou art Jesus. How sweet and delightful is the name of Jesus! For what is Jesus but Savior? And what real harm can befall the saved? What beyond salvation can we either seek or expect? Receive me, O Lord Jesus, into the number of thy children, so that with them I may praise thy holy and saving name. If through my sin I have lost my original innocence, have I deprived thee of thy mercy? If I have miserably destroyed and condemned myself, yet canst thou not compassionately save me? Do not so regard my sins, O Lord, as to forget thine own mercy. Do not so weigh and measure my offenses, that they may outweigh thy merit. Do not consider my evil as to overlook thine own good. Remember not wrath against a culprit, but be mindful of thy mercy towards a miserable sinner. Wilt not thou, O Christ, who hast given me a desire for thee, fulfill my longing desire? Wilt thou, who hast shown me my unworthiness and just condemnation, conceal from me thy merit and the promise of eternal life? Before a heavenly tribunal, my cause must be tried. But it comforts me that in the heavenly court, the name of Savior has been given thee. For that blessed name was brought from heaven by the angel. O most merciful Jesus, to whom wilt thou be a Jesus, if not to wretched sinners seeking grace and salvation? Those who trust in their own righteousness and holiness seek salvation in themselves, but I, who find in me nothing worthy of eternal life, flee to thee as my Savior. Save me, for I am condemned. Have mercy upon me, for I am a sinner. Justify me, for I am unrighteous. Acquit me, for I am under accusation of sin. Thou, O Lord, art the truth. Thy name is holy and true. Therefore, let thy name be true in respect to me. Be thou my Jesus and my Savior. Be thou my Jesus in the present life. Be thou my Jesus in death. Be thou my Jesus in the last judgment. Be thou my Jesus in eternal life. And assuredly thou wilt be, O blessed Jesus, because as thou art unchangeable in essence, so wilt thou be in mercy. Thy name will not be changed, O Lord Jesus, on account of one miserable sinner like me. Nay, but thou wilt be a Savior even to me, for thou wilt not cast out anyone that cometh unto thee. Thou hast given me the desire to come to thee, and surely thou wilt receive me when I do come, for thy words are truth and life. What if the propagation of original sin in me condemns me? Yet thou art my Jesus. What if my conception in sin condemns me? Still thou art my Jesus. What if my creation in sin and under the curse condemns me? Nevertheless, thou art my Savior. What if my corrupted birth condemns me? Yet art thou my salvation. What if the sins of my youth condemn me? Still art thou my Jesus. What if the course of my whole life, defiled with most grievous sin, condemns me? Yet thou remainest still my Jesus. What if the penalty of death to be inflicted upon me for my sins and various transgressions condemns me? Yet art thou still my Savior. What if the awful sentence of the last judgment rise up against me? Yet will I trust thee and fly to thee as my Jesus, my Savior. I am sinful, reprobate, condemned. But in thy holy name there is righteousness, election, salvation. But in thy name was I baptized. In thy name do I believe. In thy name will I die. In thy name will I rise again. And in thy blessed name will I appear at the judgment. In thy name every conceivable good is provided for my soul and stored up in reserve as a sacred treasury. Alas, how much of this good have I lost by my own distrust? And, blessed Jesus, I fervently pray that thou wilt graciously remove this distrust far from me, so that I, whom thou dost so mercifully desire to save by thy precious merit and life-giving name, may not condemn myself through mine own fault and unbelief. Thank you.
The first petition. Hallowed be thy name. What does this mean? Answer. God's name is indeed holy in itself, but we pray in this petition that it may become holy among us also. How is this done? Answer. When the word of God is taught in its truth and purity, and we as the children of God also lead holy lives in accordance with it. To this end, help us, dear Father in heaven. But he that teaches and lives otherwise than God's word teaches, profanes the name of God among us. From this preserve us, Heavenly Father.